You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Robert Lenzner, national editor for Forbes magazine. We want to get his thoughts as to why the stock market continues to tumble despite passage of the $700 billion bailout bill late last week, as well as get his insight in layman's terms on what the Fed is trying to do to alleviate some of the tension. And Robert, thanks very much for being with us.
Not at all.
So obviously we got the passage of the bill last week, but for a brief time on Monday had a record drop. It came back to about a 370-point drop, but the stocks are down once again today here on Tuesday. What's going on in the minds of investors right now? Are they settling in for a recession? Is pessimism reigning, or are there other factors
here? I think two things. I think there's still this the financial markets are still the credit markets are still frozen. And there keep having to be these scary, difficult to understand steps, unique, bold, new steps taken by the government to try to stem this crisis. I think people still, I don't think they maybe are conscious of it, but they know there might be a further meltdown in the financial markets. And then we have not really faced how deep and how long a recession could be, but it's coming because the economy is falling off a cliff. Just falling off a cliff. You can look at auto sales or retail sales, and we're about to face the music. So I think people are, you know, very, very, very frightened and running for cover.
Why was it so obvious, not only to investors here in the U.S., but investors worldwide with some record point drops around the world on Monday as well
because
bill was not enough, that more needs to be done?
Yeah, because their credit markets are frozen as well. Their banks aren't lending to each other. Because when America gets pneumonia, the rest of the world's going to get something, going to get the flu. And because actually 85% of the world's economies are really going soft, going south. And you as well, I mean, you can interpret it as good news, but when you see commodity prices falling so fast, it's a sign that the expectation is of economic trouble.
And so, when
more than financial, more than people can't pay their mortgages, it's that the economies, are in very big trouble.
So, just to follow up on the point you made about commodities, the fact that we're seeing what a few months ago we all wanted to see, a steep decline in oil prices,
exactly, is
not a good sign overall for the economy.
Well, it's not a good sign for the economy. But it's a good sign about inflation. In other words, inflationary expectations are being doused. That's a very good situation for households. In other words, the price of wheat has gone down 50% since July. I think few people understand that. The price of a lot of other commodities has gone down dramatically. The price of commodities has fallen faster than the stock market, actually. So that is good for the consumer. It's good for it means that we're not going to have stagflation. We're not going to have inflation. But I think, you know, the question about it is what more needs to be done by the Treasury and the Fed to make sure that there's not a meltdown of the financial markets. And then, when we have a new administration, what bold, dramatic steps have to be made to stimulate the economy so that this recession will not be a severe one.
We're talking with Robert Lenzner, national editor at Forbes magazine. And Robert, you mentioned the Fed just a moment ago. And obviously, Ben Bernanke was out front today talking about steps he wants to see taken, including direct lending from the government to corporations.
Exactly.
Explain the impact that could have and why it's such a priority.
It's a priority because the companies don't have their working capital. You don't want companies to be forced to fire a lot of people or even to have to not be able to keep operating. So this is a radical step, but I sort of expected that this was going to happen. Basically, you have to look at it this way. Mr. Bernanke wrote his thesis at MIT, his PhD economic thesis on the Great Depression. And he learned that the Great Depression was caused by the complete deterioration of the financial institutions of America, and he isn't going to let that happen now. So he is going to, if he has to, no matter how much money he has to print, no matter how many new steps that he has to take, he's going to try to prevent what happened in the 1930s from happening again. So he's caught up to the curve of what's going on, and everything, all these things are new things that have never happened before, never ever happened before, and I think there will be more new things. The Treasury now has, by dint of this new bill, the bailout bill, it has the authority to invest in the banks, and I think that it will probably take big equity positions in the banks by buying preferred stock like Buffett has in Goldman Sachs and GE, and take warrants back so that when these banks, when we come out of this period, the federal government will make some money on the recovery of these banks. But in the meantime, we have to take whatever innovative steps are necessary and spend as much money as needs be so that we don't have a even worse period.
About a minute left in our conversation here, Robert, and there's a debate going on right now, as you know, about whether interest rate cuts would have a positive impact here. Would that be a good way to stimulate?
Well, I think probably psychologically it would. I don't know whether it would start people lending money or it would do anything to free up the commercial paper market or the interrelationship between banks globally. I don't know that, but I think that it would send a message if all the central banks lower their interest rates, like in a coordinated fashion. I think it would be like sending a message that we're really concerned, we're going to do whatever's necessary, and it might lend some more confidence to people. But I don't know whether, I'm not enough of an expert to know whether practically there will be loans made or what.
So that bears watching, as well as many other different factors. Robert, thank you so much for your time today helping us understand this
not
better.
Not at all.
Robert Lenzner is national editor at Forbes magazine. This is Dateline Washington.